Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Other people's problems. I am kind of being goofy right now.
Yeah.
Because I'm told that this is the last of that. What's happening with OPP?
Yeah, Erica is dealing with the loss of a parent that's affected her and her sister.
Oh, boy. Okay, so Erica.
Hi.
I'm so sorry about your loss.
There's a lot of relating to that in this room right now. So what's going on?
Thank you. Well, here's the thing. I had a really kind of tumultuous relationship with my mom, and my sister's younger and did not have the same relationship. She was much closer with my mom. So every time my sister calls, she wants to reminisce and connect about how good things were with mom and all that. And it's hard. Like, I want to support her, and like help her through her grief, but like, I just didn't have the same experience, and I feel like I'm being fake and kind of like lying about how I really felt and feel about it. And I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know how to get her to stop making me her like grief counselor. Like, you know, I love my sister, but like, it feels like too much. I need help.
Well, and she doesn't know that just how different your experiences were.
Yeah. She doesn't get it. You know, she's like, yeah, I know you guys like didn't get along, but it's really not, it wasn't.
I am your sister. In a weird way, when it comes to
you are, yeah. Okay.
Like, I'm the baby, and I
you can
like
relate. Okay.
My oldest brother's 12 years older than me, and his description of my father versus my description, it's like those two guys
different.
Aren't even related.
Really?
Yeah.
Not only is it not the same person. They wouldn't even be friends.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like 12 years, that's a long time.
It's a long time.
For anyone.
And he had 4 kids, right?
Uh-huh.
So he changed a lot. But unlike your sister, can see that. And like, don't, I mean, there was a time in my life where I kind of shoved my experience on my brothers. I'm like, what are you talking about? Mom and dad are great.
Mm-hmm.
What? They're awesome.
I got everything I wanted.
What? And they're like, what are you talking about? You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like, well, yeah. Once you three losers were out of the house, it was awesome.
It was a cakewalk.
Yeah, they don't want to hear that.
They don't want to hear that. But like, and in grief, like your sister just needs to talk. Like, I see why she'd want to talk to you, because she, in her brain, you shared an experience. But in your brain,
thinks I can relate.
Yeah, you didn't share an experience.
Yeah, exactly.
So who do you owe it more to? Is it yourself to be honest about your feelings, or do you owe it to your sister as the big sister to... to be there for her, I guess, you know? I mean,
oh my God.
And
oh is such a strong word.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
but that is kind of the crux of it. You're right. 303.
Let me get the phone number in. 303-222-5423. That's the phone number. You can also text in on the Berg Simpson text line as well if you have advice for Erica. I wasn't trying to be mean to you when I said, oh, it's too strong, but it's like...
No, that is a very big word, because you really don't owe anyone anything, especially if you are grieving yourself. You have to focus on what that looks like for you, which can be difficult when you have a loved one that you're trying to support.
But also, as the only oldest sibling in the room, you owe it a little bit. Like, that's a role that you take on as the older sibling.
But you didn't choose to be the older sibling, just like we didn't choose to be the youngest.
I know.
So I wouldn't put, like, any pressure on you.
But he's putting it on himself. I understand that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a role that I have, whether I chose it or not, I guess.
Yeah, right. Like, you don't think you are as a younger sibling, but it's kind of an inherent thing you don't realize. Just like the older sibling, it is just like, it's a knee-jerk reaction we go into.
I promise you.
Some of us, like, you know, grow out of it as we get older, but most of us don't. There's still a little bit of it there.
I promise I'm not trying to be mean when I ask this question, but I have to ask it anyway. I don't even know how to phrase it right, so I'm going to phrase it wrong first. Are you even grieving your mom? Do you know what I mean? Because you had such a tumultuous relationship with her that it's like, not...
Is it a big deal that she's gone?
It's not good riddance. I don't think you're like happy she's dead, but like your sister's devastated, and are you just kind of like, oh, okay, mom's dead.
No, I think, you know what the thing is like... To some degree, you're right. Like, I'm not fully grieving because I have other emotions I have to go through first.
Right.
And because I'm trying to be, like, the good guy and the good sibling and all of that, I'm not entirely letting myself go through, like, the anger and all of that. You know, I'm putting up a facade for others, I think, a little bit.
And I'm looking at the only other oldest sibling in the room, and I understand, like, it makes sense. Like, you've had to, like, be the tough guy.
Yeah, and there's a protector mode that you go into. There's a weird, as an older sibling, you see your younger siblings, kind of like you said, maybe get away with more, and part of you hates it, but part of you likes it, because it's, like, good. You know,
I paved that path for you. You're welcome.
A little bit, yeah. But so it's all narcissism in the end. It's all like, I did it. I'm the best.
Erica, again, so sorry that this is happening, because I think we're going to get advice from people who've been in your situation, and how do you balance your need to grieve in your way, and then you're also sort of need to still be a good big sister.
Yeah, and be that supportive pillar.
Mm-hmm. You're both adults now, right? We're not talking about, hey, cover for me because I snuck out. It's like, you're both adults, and I think, I like what Aaron said. It's like, do you owe it to her? Or is it like... Maybe your sister needs more help than you can give. So do listeners know of a place we could point her to? Or, like, does she need actual grief therapy?
Well, here's the thing that I'm thinking that would solve it, but this is the wrong time to do it.
Put her in the room with us.
That's part of it. But, like, Erica, she might need to hear how crappy your relationship was with your mom. And this is a time where she's trying to remember all the good about your mom, but you might need to go, like, hey, here's what you don't know.
Yeah, like, here's my experience. Here's my perspective.
Did you know that mom horrifying things here, and then maybe she'll go, oh, okay, maybe I shouldn't talk about the fact that she bought me every new PlayStation as it came out. Right. You know what I mean? It's just like, it is a crappy time to do it. You'll go like, hey, mom's dead, and by the way, while you think it's all unicorns and puppy dogs, here's the truth. Dinosaurs warring on distant planets, cracks in the earth, not a great childhood.
Cracks in the earth. Yeah. This is why I called y'all, because these are really good points and things to think about.
We're going to get smarter people than us on the phone, Erica. Hang on.
Call in. Yes.
If you even have, you know, a remedial education, kindergarten or above.
If you can dial the number.
Erica is just, she's grieving in her own way, but she's also trying to be a good big sister, and her little sister just... they just have two different experiences. So can she do both, or does she have to tell her sister?
Well, it sounds like her sister doesn't want to get to the bottom of what was going on. It's like, she wants to grieve in her way, but it's very unfair. It's icky because someone's fighting.
So we're talking death today. 303-222-5423. Call or text.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Erica. She lost her mother.
Yeah.
But so did her sister. That makes sense.
I saw this TikTok where it was like the younger girls, but it was, I lost my mom, but my sister lost her mommy. And it's just,
oh my God, that's exactly what's happening
here.
Yeah. Because Erica wasn't a, she didn't like hate her mom, right? I mean, I don't want to overstate, but like she
didn't
just
have that same closeness that her sister had.
Mm-hmm. Her baby sister and mom were like super mm-hmm. tight. So now baby sister's constantly calling Erica as like her grief counselor. And she's like, listen, man, that's not who I know. Like that's,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She doesn't know. She wants to be two things. Supportive for her sister whilst being
supportive of herself.
Yeah. Mm. Pavan?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What advice do you have for Erica?
Well, I think, you know, the big word is sacrificing yourself, your feelings for your younger sibling who's going through the tough time. It's not about, I believe in the karma and the thing. I'm from India, so I believe in nurturing your siblings if they're going through the tough time. So I think I would suppress, wait for the right time to talk to her about your experience with your mother. But I think at this time, your sister needs you.
But wait, so you're like T-Hack then. You think your own feelings be damned, your role as a protector of your sibling should come first?
I think that's the way I grew up with, in a sense, because we believe in karma. You give first before you think about receiving it. But I think she should wait for the right time to explain her relationship with her mother in the past. But at this point, I think you need to take care of your younger siblings first.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. You have a duty is basically what you're saying as the oldest.
It is the job. It's on you. It's your
but
job,
it's also just supporting your family.
I know, but the two young siblings in the room, you and I, Aaron, are like, we don't have to do anything for anybody.
That's not true.
But it does sort of flow into our mouths. Like our parents' parent, our siblings' parent. It's just like everyone's is like, what else do I get?
Yeah,
I mean, thank you for the perspective, man. I really appreciate it. Lori?
Yes.
Yes. What do you think?
Guy. I think so. I'm in a similar situation, although it's a little bit opposite. There's five siblings in my family, and the older of us have a much better memory of our childhood.
Oh, they went the other way. Okay.
Yeah, and my brother really has bad experiences. And I had to take a step back and quit giving, talking about the good experiences and how great they were, because he was starting to question himself and wonder, you know, what he did wrong as a child that they treated him so differently.
Yeah, was it me?
So, wow.
Oh, that's awful. That's
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
So I think that, you know, maybe she could just be on. I mean, I don't want to speak for her, but maybe she could say, you know, to hear that mom was great to you really makes me feel, you know, like maybe I was doing something wrong as a child, or it makes me doubt myself. So if we could not talk about this, you know.
And then maybe the sister would have a little compassion and mm-hmm. at least back it down a tiny little bit.
Right. Yeah.
Huh. That's interesting.
So
just make her feel terrible about the way she's talking about her mom. Yeah, no, I like that. That's passive aggressive. It's exactly what we're looking for.
Let's not do that.
Thank you, Lori. I like to summarize what they're saying in the most negative way possible. Sasha?
Yay.
What do you think?
Okay. As an oldest sister, I've gone through my own stages of grief. But I also happen to work in hospice care, so I've come to learn a lot about grief and what it looks like for different people.
Yeah.
I'm not a professional in any means, but this is just what I've learned. Your sister really needs to see a grief counselor. She is just depending on you too much to be her caregiver during this grieving process.
Right.
And you both people have to see a different counselor. That's the only way it's going to work. This is very toxic grief.
Yeah.
With her depending on you so much, and it could really strain your relationship, if not end it. I myself grew up with a toxic mother, so my siblings and I will have very different experiences when she passes. So I really sympathize with you, and I know everybody's experiences are different. So
wow.
I really advocate, you know, getting some grief counseling.
Getting a real counselor and not just relying on your sister.
Well, and in that way, too, they're doing it separately, too, so they can have their own experience with
maybe Erica would be saying, I don't feel like I'm grieving enough because I didn't really like the woman.
And she might be preventing herself from grieving because she's too worried about helping her sister through the grief process. So it's really important that she goes through this process and that she lets it happen herself. And she just really needs to take care of herself. That's the most important part.
Well, you've seen a lot of it. You know, so thank you for the advice, Sasha. Yeah. I mean, doing the hospice thing, I can't even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Renee?
Yay.
What do you think?
Okay, so I'm not in the exact same situation, but I have done my fair share of grieving, and I am in dislike with my mother, and my sisters don't quite understand it. So first of all, everybody's going to grieve differently, whether you guys have the exact same relationship with your mom or not. You guys are still going to grieve completely differently.
Yeah.
And what I would do is I would just communicate without dropping all the drama. It kind of feels like when a kid is brought into the middle of parents' drama, you know.
Yeah.
I learned that the hard way with my sisters. They do not like to hear about the drama. So I would just kind of try to communicate your feelings as best as you can. And it's okay to tell people, like, I can't quite help you in the ways that you need to be helped. But
yeah.
I think to leave the trauma and the drama out of the conversation.
Thank you for the call. I think that's the big thing. It's like, I hear you and I want
you to get help, and I cannot provide that.
I'm not
to you.
A licensed therapist. Yeah. So
and we definitely aren't.
God, no.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.